practical web accessibility tips. Hello, this is your host Dennis, and welcome to episode 12 of WebAx, practical web accessibility tips. First off, I'd just like to mention on a sad note that this is my first episode without my two cats. My older cat, Pache, she was almost 15, was put to sleep last week, and it's quite a sad thing, but she led a long, fun life, and all my friends knew her, and shortly after that, I ended up giving away my other cat, Chase, a 2-year-old, frisky little guy, and, I got kids now, so my wife and I decided it's best to just get rid of all the cats and, make some more room for the kids. Anyhow, this episode is on text. Text. And why is it important to have, the right code, good code for your text? And why are all these things important, that I'm going to be talking about today? And one reason, besides making it accessible and more, friendly, it's all kind of combined in a mesh of things. It's really about making the code and your content more semantic by labeling your text on what it actually is, and which kind of meshes with the whole idea of XML and XHTML, and programming your code to web standards. And by doing that, you are not only showing that you know what you're doing, but you're doing it quote-unquote correctly. And by adhering to web standards, you are cleaning up your code and thereby making it easier and faster for web browsers to render the code on the page. And it makes your code a lot lighter and smaller, and thereby decreasing bandwidth and making it faster. And also, by making your code more semantic, it helps your site as far as the search optimization. And search engines more and more are looking at sites by the content, and it's much easier and more accurate to find the content on your page if it's coded correctly and coded semantically. Okay, so with that said, let's go ahead and talk about coding your text. And I'm going to try to get this done fairly quickly, not just because this is a practical guide to accessibility tips, but not to waste your time or my time, because there's a new Forensic Files on tonight at 9 o'clock. So, the first thing is headings. And this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, and I might have even stated it before in a previous episode, but let's go over it quickly again. You should not use the big tag or the bold tag, or a font size tag, God forbid, for your headings. You always want to use the H1, H2, H3, etc., and use CSS to style it appropriately. And not only is this good for, like I said, the spidering of search engines, but also for people with screen readers, alternative input devices. And so the next point, let's go to the paragraph. Obviously, you want to use a P tag for your paragraphs, and I know that sounds simple, but you'll see a lot that the P tag won't even be there, or if it is, there'll be a lot of breaks in between paragraphs when actually the P tag should be closed and another one should be opened. So try to be aware of that one. The next item would be to not use deprecated tags, as always, but especially for like bold and italic. Instead of B or I, you really should be using the more current strong and M emphasis EM tags for that. Next is the ordered lists and unordered lists. If you have an ordered list, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it shouldn't be a paragraph with the text 1 in a period, in a space, and then your item and so forth. You should be using an ordered list. So you want to open bracket OL, close bracket, and then your line items for that. And the same thing for unordered lists or bullets. You want to use the UL tag with the line items. And CSS is really good with that, and it's not very hard. It's quite fun, actually, to style your lists appropriately that way. And, you know, and style the, if you want to use, for ordered lists, Roman numerals, or for unordered lists, you could use your own graphic or squares or what have you. It's pretty easy to do. So next is the block quote, which you've probably used before, but as you may know, you should only use it for a block quote. So you got a sentence or a paragraph of text that's a quotation, and if you just indent regular text, like for formatting, that's deprecated. You don't want to do that. Use CSS. And you should only be using the block quote for block quotes. Now, if you have a quote that's in line, so you have just a few words or phrase inside a paragraph that's a quote, you could actually use a Q tag. So just around that phrase, you'd put open bracket Q, close bracket, and then close that tag at the end of your phrase. And then along with that is a cite tag, where you can put a reference for that quotation inside a cite tag. Now the next one would be a code tag. So if you're writing an article on how to program something, say, and you got a piece of code, a block of code text that you want to put in there, you know, don't use the a font tag or even a style, you know, with a Courier typeface or something. You should actually use a code tag right around it, open bracket code, close bracket, and that semantically describes that piece of text is actually code. And most current browsers nowadays support that and will actually automatically change that code to some kind of monospaced typeface or something like that. A new one that I've learned more recently is the address tag, and which does not mean, it doesn't mean address, like, you know, a physical location or place. It's actually, what it's meant for is, like, at the bottom, say in the footer, towards the bottom of your web page, if you have, you know, like a web designer reference, say, like in a lot of sites that I do, I'll put a line that says, you know, for web services, you know, go to my website or whatever, and the proper use of that, actually, instead of doing a paragraph with the class of footer or something like that, is to actually wrap that text in the tag called address. And if you know anything more about that, please, you know, leave a comment on the WebEx blog or give me a call on the phone number posted there. I think you could use the address tag for the copyright line and stuff, but I'm really not sure about that, so maybe we could all look into that. Now, if you're wondering about the acronym tag, I've covered that actually in a previous episode, so you could look that up. And just a couple of things I would like to say in closing is remember to use lowercase for all your tags. And that's proper XHTML coding, and, you know, and to close all your tags and make sure they're all in line correctly. And the last thing is, a good practice is in your HTML tag is to add the language, the lang attribute. So at the beginning of your web page, open bracket HTML space lang equals, and then in quotations put whatever language it is. Two character abbreviation, so EN or EN hyphen US or what have you. Okay, so if you follow those rules, you're well on your way to coding nice, semantic, accessible, light code for your text. And got any more tips? Please leave a message on the blog, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.